Steve, you're on the Mike Calda Show. Good morning.
Hey, Mike. Enjoying you guys' show. And I had a comment about, I heard Rob talking about buying a star, and I just wanted to let you know that I received one about 2 years ago as a Christmas present.
Ladies and gentlemen, star owner Steve.
Yeah. It became the joke of the family. Unless you're willing to get a telescope and try to find where your star is, it's a big waste of money. The joke now is that we'll go out and buy a box of air and give it to the person that gave us the star, because I was like, are you serious? I thought it was a joke.
I actually have a really powerful telescope, and I still don't want a star, sir. I don't
even more reason.
I don't want to look at it. I don't want to identify it. I don't want to try to convince people that I own it. I don't believe that the star registry or any place else has any right to sell you that star.
Right.
And I'll never be able to visit my. It's like buying land somewhere in Wisconsin that you never get to see.
Right, or it's like buying water out in the middle of the ocean. You know.
Right.
That is a good question.
Thank you, sir.
How? What if I just said, hey, for $800, I'll give you an acre on the moon.
Yes.
Yeah. Who wants some? Who wants it? You want an acre? $800 bucks right now. Now you own a piece of the moon.
Until they start traveling to the moon on a regular basis.
We never landed there in the first place, so why are we going to start now?
I tell you. I tend to agree with that.
No way. I just, for Monday, you know, I'm listening to old stuff, and we had Dr. Kaku on, and he pretty much lays it out how we did go to the moon.
Yeah. You can still see the flag if you look.
Well, he said they put a mirror up there, a reflective mirror with a laser, and it's been shining back from the moon ever since they put it up there in the 70s or whatever.
It's a reflective mirror?
As opposed to the non-reflective mirror?
It's a laser reflective mirror.
How about this one for you? As far as conspiracy theories go.
Yeah.
So, they say in order to get, to change mass opinion, you'd need to have some sort of activity that would shock the world. Like, a lot of people say that 9/11 was, in order to make any change come about, you'd need something as big as 9/11 to happen.
New World Order.
And for the New World Order, or for whoever it is to go ahead and change the minds of so many people.
Illuminati.
And now they're saying that a lot of these gun crimes that they see, shootings and whatnot, have been faked in order to implement an anti-gun agenda. And the first one that I really heard of that made me really feel weird was the school shooting.
Sandy Hook.
Because
false flag operation.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there were so many things that involved. The people were actors. And, some people were acting as if they were prepared for the event already. They already had announced that military would be in that area running tests. Not one picture of a dead child has floated on the internet anywhere. Yeah.
The pictures of the family with the president.
That's the scariest one. And they say there's a pretty good answer for it, but I haven't seen. One of the girls, they say they used actors for a lot of these. And one of the girls that they claim was killed in the Sandy Hook shootings, they show a picture of her in her little dress, and they say this was the girl, and she died in the thing, whatever. And then days later, when the president comes to meet the victims' families, there's a little girl, and they have her dressed in the same dress that she wore in that picture, and it was a mistake on their part. So is any of that true? I don't know, but it's interesting to look at. So when the shooting happened with the TV news anchor, we saw that happen on video, but I kept saying from the start, I don't understand. The woman doesn't appear to be struck with any bullets, and he was shooting from 3 feet away. And then he went on to, did he chase her down after that and shoot at her? He couldn't hit her from 3 feet away, or did she run and then he ran after her and shot her? Was she in fact nicked and her adrenaline took over and she didn't? I don't know. There's no answers, but man, there's plenty of people out there that have come up with stories and excuses and why this is another fake event, and that her father her father and the guy that she was dating have immediately come out and begun anti-gun agendas before anything else. Instead of crying and spending the time to talk about the daughter and be sad about that, immediately he starts with the gun stuff. And the same thing with the guy that she was dating that worked at the radio station. His first thing was to start a crusade about anti-gun. And I have to tell you, it's very interesting, because this was a case where before any of that information even came out, I was questioning the video. I was watching the video and I was saying, but I don't understand what happened. I don't understand how they got it on video. What is the situation? And I think if I were to read into that, and I'd say, let's just say for argument's sake, I were to buy into that, the shooters it's very likely that this shooter and the guy from Aurora, Colorado, in the movie theater, I mean, you saw that guy on TV, the Batman guy, he looks nuts as it is, that they were all had some sort of brainwashing done to them. I mean, this guy on the shooter in this situation, he's clearly nuts. And when he went and then made the videos and posted them on Facebook, that seems like something that somebody brainwashed would do. I don't know. Look, do I believe that this is true? Probably not. But it's just a very interesting thing to think about.
It just seems unreal. Like, when you watch the video of him, of his perspective with the GoPro on, it just doesn't seem feasible that these people could be standing that close to somebody.
Sure it does, though.
Maybe you're right, but in my mind, that's hard for me to wrap my head around, you know, because I feel like I'm always paying attention. Maybe I'm not, but in my mind, I watch that video and I go, how did you not, you know, just see him standing there waving it?
The lady who's being interviewed isn't on TV all the time, so she's nervous, and she's looking at the camera and making sure she's doing what she's supposed to do. The lady who's on the news knows that she's supposed to be making eye contact with the camera and talking and looking and doing this, and the guy came from her right-hand side, so she's turned talking to this lady and then talking to the camera. Peripheral, there's stuff going on. She knows not to go, what's over there, while she's on camera. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you would think that there could be stuff going on, and she may see some movement over there, but she knows I'm not going to turn and look because I'm on camera and I'm supposed to be engaging with the audience.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what Tony said. I mean, Superintendent Tony Burton has a background. He used to work for the Today Show.
Right.
And he said when you're out there doing that report, it is you and the person you're talking to, and you really don't see anything around you. But once that gun was fired, she turned, looked, and ran.
Yeah.
And the other lady and the other guy, I mean, you know, what happened there?
And I watched his GoPro. I didn't want to, but curiosity. You want to see it. Why, if he has the GoPro and he goes through the lengths to make sure that he shoots them and films them doing it, why would you shoot first and then drop the GoPro? Because the GoPro feed drops after he shoots, like, the second bullet.
Did he, or was there some sort of conflict between the shooter and the cameraman?
I thought he went, shot the woman, and then turned and got the cameraman, because remember, the camera was down on the ground. I thought he took the cameraman out immediately.
We don't know. I'm sure upon investigation, the cops could probably figure out what happened, but it just seems odd.
Activistpost.com is talking about why it is, why it could be a false flag operation, including what you mentioned earlier, the father going on national TV the day that the woman had died and saying gun control, and then the boyfriend that worked at the TV station, they're now saying that Allison Parker's alleged fiance, Chris Hurst, who only had 8 social media photos of him and Allison, is probably just her TV boyfriend. A guy named Daniel Wolves has been outed by facial recognition systems as her real-life boyfriend.
Really?
So I guess they went through her social media. And again, this is just some guy saying it on a website, but apparently they used facial recognition and found photos of this woman with somebody else that is actually her boyfriend.
And the guy that is her father, they say is an actor. He's got a history of acting.
So let me, not to bring it back to Sandy Hook, because I know it is a sad situation, but so there are 20 kids that did die, or there aren't. What happens to those 20 kids? Where do they go from there?
Do they exist?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Because they're underage. How would you know? There's not going to be a Facebook record of them. There's not going to be an internet record of that, except for their births and stuff. But outside of that, my kid's 5. The only stuff he's been in is his birth, and now he's in school. That's the only record of him.
Right. And you don't know. I mean, if it's a full-on operation that a government is behind, they went ahead and they figured all this out.
So what's the move? Gun control? To take our arms?
Yep.
Take over, man. Once they take our guns, then that's it.
By the way, I'm not fully buying into this, but that is the plan.
Well, it's what people are saying.
According to the internet, which is usually right.
Did you see the conspiracy video on Facebook where they talk about the caliber of the gun and that the boyfriend put a post on Twitter 12 minutes before she was shot and all that?
And then that sometimes I find out ends up being not true.
Yeah. I don't know what to believe, but the biggest thing for me was, you know, you've said it, is the guy is using a 40 caliber gun, and I know that when your body's on adrenaline, and you're able to do amazing things. But I've heard military guys say that her size, getting shot with that caliber bullet, she should have dropped immediately.
Yeah.
And then I've also heard military guys say that when your body's on adrenaline, you can do crazy stuff.
So. Yeah, but it didn't appear that she was hit at all.
At all, yeah.
So let me grab some of these phone calls. Chris, you're on the mic. How's the show? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, sir.
I was calling because I got a fun conspiracy theory for you. Have you ever heard about CERN yet?
CERN, yes. CERN is the, refresh my memory. I do know what CERN is. That the weather
thing? The Hadron Collider?
the Hadron Collider is the thing that they use smash the atoms, right?
Right. Okay. They've been ramping that thing up for 6 months, and it's going to culminate in a large collision in the end of September 2015. And the idea is that CERN is actually a Satanist organization. They have a monument to Shiva outside.
Uh-huh.
Shiva is the Indian god of destruction. It's the same god in Egyptian culture, Isis, in the Greek culture, Apollyon, in the Hebrew culture, Abaddon. In the Bible, it said that Apollyon or Abaddon is going to open the bottomless pit beneath hell and let the demons out in the end times. So the theory is that by opening this black hole, they're going to remove the veil with the Gibbs boson, Higgs boson particle, and they're going to let the other world creatures out.
Ooh.
That would be crazy.
Now so, I need to get a gun.
So let me ask you a question. So so they open up a black hole of sorts and something comes through it?
Correct.
That's very interesting. But let me ask you, though, how do you feel about that? Because to me, I'm like, all right, I let's see what happens. I've been around long enough. I'd like to see what the next move is.
I'm a Christian, and I take the Bible literally. And in that case, I am a pre-tribber, and I believe that the Christians are going to be raptured before this point. And it's going to be a really bad time for those that are left afterwards during the tribulation. And some really bad things are going to happen. That's going to be the Antichrist reign for 7 years when the S is going to hit the fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not going to be a good place to be.
You're a full-on Christian. You believe that you'll be out and you'll be saved before this happens.
I'm going to poof. I believe I'm going to disappear. I'm going to be raptured up to God.
So yeah. I'm going to lose Chris on line 3 as a listener sometime in the month of September.
Mm-hmm.
Entirely plausible, yes.
Yeah, and
I don't believe that it's necessarily going to happen. I'm not setting a date, but right. I believe it's possible. It's one of the things that could happen, yeah.
I am not mocking you, sir. Although we have different beliefs, I actually admire your conviction. But I do question, you sound like an intelligent guy. Aren't you concerned that there's really no proof of that stuff, because you seem like a real normal guy. A lot of times you get swooped up in this as like my grandmother, I think, is the only other one that I know that believes things like that, because she's been taught that for 80 years. But with you, you're a young guy, you know a lot about CERN and the Hadron Collider. Like, you're a guy who knows about science. Aren't you concerned that you really have no science to back up your theory, just your faith in your religion?
There's way too many coincidences for something not to be happening. Something big is going to happen.
I don't disagree with that. I believe something more along the lines of a natural disaster is coming. I believe our government knows about it, is preparing for it. Maybe something like something smashing into the earth. And I believe that if they were to tell the world, there would be mass chaos. And it's probably better that they don't. But as far as what you believe in heaven and the Bible and all that, there's really very little scientifically to back that up, and you're a guy who agrees that science is real.
Well, the Bible tells us to watch the signs and watch the skies to know about the coming of Christ's return. And if you look at the blood moons, have you been following the blood moons at all?
Yeah, we talked about that in the beginning of the show.
6 o'clock, sir. I was calling it.
That's why Rob's getting all excited, because we talked about the blood moon, and it's supposed to happen, what, in October?
Yeah, it's the fourth one in the tetrad in the series, okay? And this is the only time in 2,000 years that you have four blood moons falling on four Jewish holidays during a year of Jubilee. That event has not happened in 2,000 years.
Okay.
So it's a very rare event.
So let me run this by you real quick.
Jubilee.
So let me run this by you real quick. Same thing with the Mayans. The Mayans had a calendar, and we believed that the certain date, everything, we didn't know what was going to happen because the Mayans got wiped out. Don't you believe that maybe, since we're talking about blood moons, that there's some sort of cyclical events with the atmosphere and with space that happen that previous civilizations didn't have the technology for, and therefore they treated it as if it was, like, say, during that blood moon, it's caused some cataclysmic event that is a tidal wave somewhere, and you know, they were to believe that that wiped out the whole world, but really it just affected a small region.
Okay, so you're taking the approach that maybe like Noah's flood was a small flood, not a global flood. No, I believe it affected the whole region. I believe the whole world, and I believe that this is going to affect the whole world as well.
Also, we're taking the approach that Noah's flood never happened.
Than we are now.
Do you believe in Noah? You believe in the ark and the two of all the animals and all that stuff?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe?
How big was that boat?
Literally, that he went out and got two of each animal?
I believe that they came to him. Two of the clean, of the unclean, and seven of the clean. So there are actually a lot of animals.
Yeah. So and he built a big boat by himself, and they all went out to
an ark. An ark is a box, not a boat.
Okay, so he built an ark, and that ark held a male and female of all the animals. They came to him. Snakes, animals, rhinos, and the whole deal. And everybody sat peaceful until the water went down, and the dove flew out, and all that stuff. And we knew we were cool.
Yeah,
Man, that is a lot of faith for a guy who also, you don't really have anything to back that up.
I have a lot of stuff to back that up, actually. There's a lot of, there are 80 different flood myths throughout various cultures, and they all agree on a lot of different factors, just different cultures to come back from them. There had to have been some kind of flood. If 80 different cultures say that there was a flood, I believe in a scientific creation viewpoint. I believe that the Bible was literally, the earth was literally created in 6 days and God rested on the seventh day, like the Bible says. I think that the evolution theory is one of the dumbest and biggest lies being taught in our school systems that deceives so many people.
You believe that we were all come from Adam and Eve and God made Eve out of Adam's rib?
You got it.
Talking snakes
There's
and the apples and the whole deal?
Evidence for a six-day creation. There is revolution.
Right. I have a serious question. I'm not making fun of you. I have a serious question. Why do we not have any of that stuff anymore? Like a talking snake. We don't have a talking snake. There's nobody who can walk on water. There's none of that stuff. There's no burning bush.
Well, we have David Blaine.
But no, really, though, why don't we have any of that stuff?
Okay, that was all stuff that happened under Old Testament times when God treated his people differently than he does today. God is the same. He stays the same. But the way he treats us different. He needed to be much more outspoken and direct in your face during the Old Testament times, but the New Testament times, we're in the age of grace, where all you need is faith. The bar is set much lower. You don't have to go sacrificing the pig and then hope, not the pig, I'm sorry, the blood of the ram, and hope that the priest's sin was low enough that you would be forgiven. All you have to do is say, Lord, forgive me, and come into my heart, and you're good as gold, if you mean it.
But so I'm good as long as I get sometime before the end of October, I get me to talk to the Lord and ask him to come into my heart, me and you are going to disappear at the same time?
I will say yes. However, I'm saying now, if you plan that out, odds are you don't mean it, do you?
No, I do. At that time, I'll be like, okay, I was wrong. Come into my heart. Let's do this.
Can't we just have a nice cruise? Can't we just go out and
cruise? It's after the cruise. Yeah, we're fine.
Post-apocalyptic cruise. Count the cruise.
I got to tell you, sir, I do admire your faith and your belief. I'm not quite there, but I do think that it's admirable that you feel so strongly about it that you believe that even if there is some sort of end-of-the-world disaster, you'll be taken care of.
I appreciate that, Mike. Thank you very much.
Thank you
just
for
one more quick thing about CERN. Look up YouTube about CERN or look up 923 in Hollywood, because Hollywood has known about the opening of the portal and the CERN and the door for years. Look up movies in the past 25 years that point to 923, and you'll be surprised how many things you'll see 923 directly referred to in or opening a door.
But that doesn't mean that in that
Fantastic Four movie is what it's going to be.
But that could just mean that that's, you know about it and other people know about it and that they have been kind of just using that as a hey, well, you know, there's a 923 rumor, you know what I mean?
It's possible, but for 25 years? I mean, we're talking Ghostbusters 2. We're talking Disney's Hercules.
All right. Have you seen the new Pixels movie trailer? This movie will come out in July, August, and September 2015. I'm going to read this here during the break, and I will come back and give a full report on it.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks for the heads up, sir.
I got to tell you, it's kind of like, as simply as I can put it, you ever watch a show Catfish?
Yes.
It's a fat girl, and she meets a model, or it's a dopey guy, and he meets a model girl online, and it's always model. It's always the best-looking person
right.
That would never be interested in them, but they believe. And as long as they believe, it's true to them.
Yeah.
Until their life is shattered whenever they see it's just some other dumpy dope that was on the other other computer.
That should be the tagline for the show. One dumpy dope meets another.
Yeah. But the CERN thing is kind of scary because I remember when they first had that particle collider and all the scientists were like, if you turn it on, you're going to destroy the Earth, so don't do it. And now they've done it and everything seems to be fine. But you have to imagine that what they're testing, it goes way beyond any of our heads. And if they did think something terrible, but if they did think something terrible was going to happen when they turned it on in September, what better way to disarm everybody than to stage all this, you know, fake stuff?
Yeah, well, that was the thing. If there was going to be some sort of, I mean, you look at Obama, every time he talks, he's about a tragedy. He's like, you know, we have to do more for guns.
Yeah.
We have to do more. And he slowly cut whatever he could get away with doing. And, you know, I don't know. There is a good argument for it there. I'm going to go watch this guy's video. You people, there's a full board of phone calls right now. People from Sandy Hook, conspiracy theories, a whole bunch of things. I will get to your phone calls right when we come back. This is interesting stuff. And the best part about it is you don't have to believe in any of it, but it's worth talking about and thinking about and formulating your own opinions. Just like the last guy who called. I don't agree with him, but I admire the fact that he is done his research and formulated his own opinion. Linda, you're on the Mike Calda Show. Good morning. Hello, Linda.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought you had a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you know, one day I was, you know, on a Sunday, I thought, oh, I'm going to watch a religious, you know, thing. These three priests and a couple ministers, and they were just hashing things back and forth about the Bible. And they were talking that there's so much to the Bible that the Bible that we have is like a condensed version of Reader's Digest.
Right.
Because you couldn't fit it all in. Then they started talking about Adam's first wife. And I, all of a sudden, did I hear that right? Well, they're saying it was Lilith. His first wife was Lilith.
Yes.
She was made separate from him. And she was like a bad wife. She didn't want to just do missionary, and she wanted to do this and that. Well, God was so mad and irate at her that he banned her and sent her off to the Isles of Lesbos outside of Greece. So then the second time around, he figured, make it from Adam's rib, and she will always be subservient of Adam.
Right.
Did you ever hear that before?
Yes. Adam's wife, Lilith, was, according to the Adam's first wife was not Eve, but a woman named Lilith who was created in Genesis, I rebelled. But you got to understand, though, I have heard something like that. I'm just double checking while I'm talking to you. Those things, Adam and Eve and Lilith and the snake and the apple and Noah and Jonah and all those stories, those are stories that were told to teach lessons. They're not to be taken literally. And the idea of Lilith being the first bad wife because she didn't listen to Adam, and now that creates a whole section of women who, now the Lilith Fair and those sort of women who rebel against what they've been told to do and be subservient to their men. These are all BS things that are all made up. So I have heard something like that, but you have to understand also, I don't know if that was actually in the Bible, if it was added to the Bible later, if it was something that was taken out, because the Bible has been rewritten so many times and things have been removed for the convenience of whatever they want you to know and what the old churches wanted you to know so they can control people, that you can't believe any of
that's
that.
That's what they said. They said there's so much that wasn't put in the Bible from all the scriptures and all of everything that they had to put in what they felt that would be
sure
meaningful.
And take out what they don't really want you to know. Thank you for the call, Punkin. Helen, go ahead. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, Mike. I'm from Newtown, Connecticut, home of Sandy Hook Elementary School. A very good friend of mine from high school was one of the first responders. He is still having nightmares about what he saw.
Oh.
The reason no pictures have come out is that everybody that went into, like, the coroner's office, et cetera, they had their cell phones and everything confiscated because they didn't want pictures out. And the family with the little blonde girl, they actually had four daughters a year apart, and they had them all, they had a family picture of all four of them in matching outfits. The one just one year younger than the one that was killed was wearing that dress when she met with the president.
Yes.
It wasn't the one that was killed. I know for a fact from people who were there, I know there's a lot of what we in Newtown call truthers that claim it didn't happen. It happened. And the people who say it didn't are sick.
I saw the video with the girl, and I saw them explain the dress and the whole situation there. And I'm not saying that, obviously, that Sandy Hook didn't happen. When these sort of situations happen, they immediately come out and they all point to the same sorts of holes. Just like
and both sides can make you believe it. Like
just
you,
like there's an anti, there's supposedly an anti-gun agenda. There's the same group that wants you to believe that the government is faking all these shootings to make you believe that this happened. So we had the shooting of the newscaster. We had the shooting of the cop in Chicago yesterday. And they're saying that they're using all of these things right in a row in order to come get our guns. I don't know why everybody's so afraid of that.
Well, and the thing is, they say that, oh, yeah, this means they're going to come get your guns. Well, excuse me, Newtown was, 2012. Has anybody come for your guns yet?
Yeah, I know.
So if they really were doing that, they've done a crappy job of it.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for the heads up, Punkin. And look, I don't want anybody to think I don't want to see any pictures of dead children. I don't need to have proof. Especially children have been shot up. But it is kind of amazing that now one picture escaped.
Right, because it seems like that in any incident, there's pictures. Yeah. There's some sort of,
Jennifer Lopez has a wedding at her house, and they take everybody's cell phone, and yet a picture still makes it somehow.
Right, Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
But, supposedly there was pictures of that.
Have you guys seen any pictures of the news team that have been shot ever since then? No, right? Wouldn't we have seen those pictures or of a funeral procession? I mean, this was a huge story that just disappeared.
Well, no. Well, it didn't disappear, but you're right. Where are the after? There was so much video of it taking place, where is the after video of the massacre?
They took his GoPro footage down almost immediately from a bunch of websites, and you had to share it person to person. And now you're going to tell me that there's no video of any after or of any cop, no dashboard?
Not to mention the fact that there's video from two different angles, right, and none of it show a shooting.
And they were in public.
I'm not saying it didn't happen.
Right,
it's just odd.
Yeah.
They were in public, so there's people around. I'm sure people scatter when they hear the gunshots, but eventually
curiosity
is going to take over.
You're 6 o'clock in the morning on a place that's not even open for business yet, so the chance that there's probably going to be nobody. You know, I roll out of here sometimes to come to work at 4:30, 4:45, and I see news trucks set up. There was one at Land O'Lakes High School, on, I think on their first day of school, and all it is it's one person, two people in a van and a lot of lights, and that's it. It looks like it's big, but there's really nothing happening. Tom, go ahead. You're on the mic. Out the show.
I just had a counterpoint for that that religious guy who had on before break. If the world would have flooded in, like, the whole Noah story, and the water was to the point where it was above the mountains, and all that water evaporated, their air would be too thick for us to breathe. It's physically impossible. Also, if there was two of every animal on the boat, there would be traces of the animals, you know, where the boat landed. But yeah, there's no traces of kangaroos anywhere from the Middle East to Australia.
Yeah, I can get that you can believe that there's been a flood, but to think that the two animals walked onto the boat and that all other animals in creation have been made of those two is a little bit odd. Thank you. Rob, go ahead.
Yo, there's this British magician named Darren Brown who has these wild TV specials. He did this TV special called Assassin. You could find it on YouTube, where he, over the course of a month, grooms a man with hypnosis and trigger objects to shoot someone in a British theater. Now, they use, obviously, special effects guns for this.
Right.
And then at the end of the show, they show the guy the footage of him shooting the guy in the theater, and he says he completely does not remember it.
Oh, sure. I mean, movie, The Manchurian Candidate, is the same thing. The one with Sinatra and then the remake with Denzel Washington.
Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, that's right. That's Enrico Palazzo. I mean, that's it, sir. I mean, you look at Adam Lanza and you look at the guy from the
Colorado.
I mean, all those guys are almost comatose when they're taken in. You look at Sirhan, who shot Robert Kennedy, still to this date says he doesn't remember doing it.
And they talk about those assassinations. Check out Darren Brown, Assassin. It'll blow you away.
I have it up right now. I will check it out tonight. Thank you for the heads up, sir. Oh, the internet's going to make us all crazy.
Yeah.
Rob, go ahead. Hi, Rob.
Hi, what's going on?
How are you?
I just want to say I've been listening to this show for like 2 years, and since I moved to Tampa, I love the show. I love
Thank
what y'all do, you know what I'm saying? I was just wondering if y'all ever heard of the conspiracy surrounding Aurora, that shooting.
Yes.
I got, about a year and a half, I got like a three-page on information from a site that I don't want to say, that it was explaining that how he was, I guess, supposed to be made an example of. His father, because his father worked for, he was a lead analyst for FICO.
Right.
And he was supposed to testify, you know, about a week or 2 weeks after that, you know, and end up not doing that. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that or not.
No, I did not know that. You're talking about the guy, James Holmes, the Aurora shooter, correct?
His father's name was Robert Holmes, and he was a whistleblower. He had information on a lot of that presidents, past presidents, and other world leaders, and he was supposed to testify a week or 2 weeks after that shooting happened. And it was kind of interesting to me. I had saw, like, right after I read this, I went on the internet. I don't know if you could find it now, because you know how you hear about people checking things, and then you go back for it a day later, and it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I seen three interviews of people that were there, and they all said the same thing, and I'm like, damn, why is nobody else talking about that?
What are they saying? That the father, this was something that was done to get even with the father, who was the whistleblower. They brainwashed his kid and made him go in there and do this in the movie theater?
They had two guys befriended him. You know, I forgot what the pill was called. They gave him pills. They gave him these pills every day. You know, they showed him how to use, you know, guns and explosives and all this stuff. Because prior to that, he had no knowledge of any of that stuff. And there's these interviews on YouTube.
I got it. I have it pulled up right here. It We're going to be up watching documentaries for the next 3 days.
You
know,
there was the newscaster said, "Is there anything unusual about what happened tonight?" And they all three of them said the same thing. They were like, "Well, there was a man all in black, and he had a cell phone. His phone rang, and he got up and walked to the exit. And as soon as he left, about 20 seconds later, this guy came in and started shooting."
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading. They have like 11 facts, and one of them is James Holmes had no job. He had no employment, yet he was able to afford $10,000 in weapons, explosives, and tactical equipment. But underneath that, the testimony of two key eyewitnesses totally contradicts the official story. One witness testified that the tear gas canisters came from both sides of the theater. A second witness testified that before the movie began, he saw someone sit down in the front row, and shortly after sitting down, his phone rang, and instead of walking into the main lobby to take the call, he walked over to the emergency exit to the right side of the theater, opened the door, and looked to be signaling someone outside the theater. Shortly after that, the shootings began.
Have you seen the previews for that new movie with Jesse Eisenberg?
No.
American Ultra?
Oh, yeah.
Small town stoner Mike Howell, who's played by Jesse Eisenberg, spends most of his time getting high and writing graphic novels. What Mike doesn't know is he was trained by the CIA to be a lethal killing machine. When the agency targets him for termination, his former handler activates his latent skills, turning the mild-mannered slacker into a deadly weapon.
Oh, do you see like where that.
He's in a convenience store. He's working behind the counter at a convenience store, and the lady comes up and says some phrase to him, and he was like, what? Yeah. All right. And then some guys come in to try and kill him, and he like kills him, and then he's on the phone with his girlfriend, and he goes, "I just killed three guys with a spoon."
I have stuff on Robert Holmes' dad, or James Holmes' dad, too, if you have a quick
second. Yeah, hey, thank you for the heads up, sir. I'm going to look into it now.
Although
we're probably both going to get assassinated this week.
Yeah, don't be looking stuff up.
I know it's not, it might be far-fetched or whatever. You know, I mean, this is not my real name, but I, for some reason, like, people that gave me the info are, like, taking it serious, you know, like, because I don't know how it got back to them, because I told one person, they live in another state, you know, and then they call me, and they're like, "Hey, did you tell anybody about the stuff I showed you?" I'm like, "No, why?" And they're like, "Well, listen, the person who gave it to me told me that someone, you know, told them. And this person is real close to me. There's no way they can know." And I'm like, "Come on, dude. Like, why would I tell somebody that, you know?"
Right.
And I'm like, whatever.
Thanks for bringing us into it. Now we're all going to get killed.
Now my phone's going to get
tapped. I had my headphones off.
one more thing. Yeah. Hey, Rob, me and my wife, we saw that last week. We saw that soap and bleach thing.
Yeah.
She did it.
Yeah, the Kurt Cobain
Courtney Love.
Lines up that Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain. I agree, my friend. I agree.
Meanwhile, Jimmy Snuka is going to jail, and Courtney Love is roaming the earth free.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay, according to this website, most important to note about James Holmes is that his father, Robert Holmes, was said to be have been scheduled to testify within the next few weeks before a U.S. Senate panel on the largest bank fraud scandal in world history that is currently unfolding and threatens to destabilize and destroy the Western banking system. Robert Holmes, whose blue blood family links go back to the Mayflower, is known throughout the global banking community as being the creator of one of the most sophisticated computer algorithms ever developed, and is credited with developing predictive models for financial services, credit, and fraud risk models, first and third-party application fraud models, and internet online banking fraud models. So basically, Robert Holmes created some type of system that tracked down a banking fraud, was going to testify on it the week before.
Oh, he's going to uncover something.
And so they kidnapped James Holmes, they drug him, and they sent him into this theater to kill people. So
Or
they just gave him the old nick of time, like Johnny Depp and Christopher Walken. You either do this or we kill your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They also report that there's a bunch of things. Like James Holmes was living with two people. He had roommates. That was the original story. But then according to this, nobody knows who those roommates were. And if you remember, he booby-trapped his entire apartment.
Right.
So if anybody entered, the apartment was going to explode.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not getting weirder and weirder.
Again, we're not sitting here saying these things happen. It's just you're bringing up the other side of the argument.
I believe
it's
that
conspiracies,
one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe that one, I think. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? It's Santo. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
In the last 30 minutes, I think I've lost, you know, faith in all religion, and I think there's a flower van following me.
It's probably true, buddy.
I'm driving to the bridge now. What I called about was earlier, they were talking about how the girl, when he shot the girl, that she fell, and everybody's like, well, she would be knocked out. My younger brother was murdered 5 years ago. It was caught on film.
Oh.
He was shot point blank from 3 feet away with a .40 caliber and didn't flinch.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, didn't flinch. And not only that, when he turned around and see who shot him, the guy, they ran. He walked another 150 yards before he collapsed.
Wow.
So it could happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Adrenaline, like I said, there's no sound on the video. It just shows him, the guy running up behind him and shooting him.
Did they ever catch a guy who did it?
There were three guys. Two of them are dead. The other one, not dead yet. So
why?
Mike hasn't found him yet.
Is there a reason why they did it?
Yeah, they robbed him.
That's
it was
terrible.
In broad daylight. It happened in Pinellas Park. I'm sure there's 1,000 people listening right now that know all about it.
Who's the guy? Who's had the other two die?
They dying.
Well, I'm sorry about your brother, and thank you for shedding light on that situation.
All right, brother.
Cheers. Thank you.
They died. Don't ask questions, or you'll die, too.
They got a field there. Jed is calling about a conspiracy theory. Jed, what is your conspiracy theory?
Good morning, guys, gals, and Spanish. It's not really a conspiracy theory. It's just that...
it's a conspiracy, according to Carmen.
Well, you keep searching for evidence and things of stories of the Bible and stuff, and when if you're looking for evidence and trying to find proof, then you're moving away from the definition of faith.
No, your faith is hogwash. You can't you have to have faith in something that has some sort of evidential substance. You have to have some basis to have that faith. The only reason that you have faith, and I'm not arguing with you, I'm just saying in general, is these people who are brought up in religion, most of them have it and have this faith because their parents told them and their parents before then, but it's not based on anything other than stories. Now, if I were to tell you some other culture's faith and stories, you'd laugh at it because it sounds as ridiculous, but because this has been in your life since birth, you don't realize how dumb it sounds and how it has no scientific basis at all, but everything else in this world does.
Well, I don't see why the two cannot consist together.
They can, but they have to. One has to. One is predicated on the other. And if you don't have the evidential science first, you can't have faith in anything after that. So we know, let's say there was a guy named Jesus that was here. We kind of have some information about that. We don't know where and what he looked like, but he was Middle Eastern and supposedly he existed and did all these things. That's fine. So you can believe in that guy. But is there anything in the world other than what he told you to make you believe that he was in fact the son of this God that none of us have ever seen and have no information of, but really is a story that's been told since early civilizations who really used to worship the sun and used to sacrifice people so that their crops would grow in certain seasons?
I guess I just look around, and while I'm sure there's a scientific explanation for nearly everything out there,
right?
It all had to start with something.
And science will show you that it started with the Big Bang Theory, that there was an explosion that they could still look back and see.
What caused the bang? There has to be something that initiated it. I'm not disposing of the Big Bang Theory. I follow CERN and the Higgs boson and the theoretical particles and such.
Mm-hmm.
But something had to start it.
The God particle.
It's the whole argument of we evolved from apes. Well, if you look at evolution by definition, then why are there still apes?
Yeah, I mean, look, and then why haven't we? Why don't we fly?
Yeah,
you know, that's what I always used to ask in college. I used to go, "Well, if we evolved, we walked out of the water, or if we went from monkeys to humans, and it's been millions of years, we know what we want to do next. Why haven't we evolved from there? Why haven't we gotten better since we became from the apes?"
Well, I actually wrote a paper on that. I think technology and invention
have
probably done us harm in the form of evolving.
Yeah. Yeah, because we don't need to.
No, we don't need to
evolve. We can fly in airplanes and helicopters and stuff. If we never invented those, if the technology wasn't there, maybe we would. Just like giraffes have long necks because they needed to reach the food.
Mm-hmm.
We can drive at 70 miles an hour, in Mike's case, 110, to get somewhere.
Burn.
If that wasn't available to us, would we have become like Steve Austin and been able to run to work?
All right. I think the problem, Jed, is that like here I am. You hear me talking as honest as I can. I want to believe that there's something. I want to believe that if I die, I'm going to be surrounded by my relatives who have passed and Babe Ruth and all the other people I want to see. But the science part of it makes me believe that when I die, I will be either in the ground rotting away or in some sort of canister on somebody's mantle. And that seems more likely to be the end of the life that I have. However, every day I look around at my children and my life, and I thank God, even though I don't even really believe in God, I know there's something that looks out for me and is that kind of responsible for the good life that I have. So I'm torn. I'm in the middle of both, but I'm just a guy who needs more evidence.
Yeah, and certainly open your own, and I hope you find it, and I hope you find happiness in your life because I know you bring it to so many of your listeners, brother.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. It's amazing that we can have this conversation with so many people today who have such serious convictions about their religion and such confidence that it's true and nobody's been a dick to each other.
Right, exactly.
And you can talk about things and normal like adults without screaming and yelling and agreeing to disagree.
But what that guy said at the end is, I hope you figure it out before October because Blood Moon,
yeah,
you're done.
I know. All I have to do is go, okay, I was wrong, coming to my heart. I learned lessons today. let me grab a couple more of these and then I got to move on because it's going to freak everybody out today. Let me talk to Tommy. Hi, Tommy. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Morning, Mike. How are you guys doing today?
Good, sir.
Hey, real quick, that Robert Holmes was supposed to testify, and if you look up, Adam Lanza's dad is also a big-time banker who was also supposed to testify in front of that same Senate hearing committee, and, obviously, what Adam went and did, so There's a really big coincidence there. Also, real quick, if you ever have, 2 hours on a Saturday afternoon and you got Epix, watch a movie on there called God's Not Dead. It may put some things into perspective on religion for
is
you.
Is that the one with the little kid?
It'll change you. No. It's about a boy who is in a college philosophy class, and the philosophy guy wants him to denounce God, basically. And he challenges him one-on-one throughout the whole class and, kind of converts people over to Christ. And it's really pretty cool.
I'm going to check it out. I see it on all the time.
Kind of put things into perspective for you.
All right, I'll watch. I'm very interested in that stuff. I mean, keep in mind, I went to Catholic school for 13 years. I do know a lot about it, and I'm definitely interested in it. So thank you for the heads up. Yeah. I see that movie on TV all the time. I've never watched it.
Adam Lanza's father, Peter Lanza, was the VP and tax director of GE Financial.
Wow.
And James Holmes' dad was the lead scientist for the credit scoring company FICO. So that's the company that he came up with. And both men were to testify before the U.S. Senate in the ongoing LIBOR scandal. The London interbank offered rate known as LIBOR is the average interest rate at which banks can borrow from each other. 16 international banks have been implicated in this ongoing scandal, accused of rigging contracts worth trillions of dollars.
That's too coincidental.
Oh, my head just exploded.
That's too coincidental. And then the other thing is that do you ever see that movie Conspiracy with Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Where he's like the crazy guy and
he's
goes,
not crazy.
Yeah, he's not. He finally hits one thing that works out that's right. Oh. Well, if we didn't ruin your day today.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.